Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jada, oh, jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. That's fun, a little bit of melody. Why, it's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Yeah, there you are. Well, hello, fellas. This is Bob Carlton, who really is on the beam and feels marvelous today. You know, I have a letter here and a little request from a very good friend of mine by the name of Master Sergeant George Donnell, and he's with the Air Corps in Austria. And, George, I want to tell you right now that I'm going to answer that request for you, but it'll be later on in the program, because right now I'd like to introduce a lovely, charming, good-looking young lady. And here she is, gang, a newcomer, Miss Christy Harris.
Hello, gang. And hello, Bob.
Well, hiya, Christy. Say, how about answering a few questions so the guys and gals can get acquainted with you, huh?
Okay, Bob. Fire away.
Well, first, where were you born and where did you attend school?
Well, Bob, I was born in Freeport, Long Island. But our family eventually moved to Burbank, California. And that's where I attended school.
Well, Freeport and Burbank should both be proud of you. Now, how about your professional experience?
Since I finished school, I've worked in television, both in New York and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm appearing in a play called The First Lady at the Wilshire Ebell Theater in Hollywood.
Wow.
Oh, and I also work as a photographer's model.
Well, that sounds like you really have a busy schedule.
Oh, I still find time for a little tennis and swimming.
Well, that's funny. You know, my sister took swimming lessons until she got a lot of splinters in her hands.
Splinters?
Mm-hmm, from exercising on the floor.
Oh.
You see, she's taken the lesson by correspondence, and she hasn't come to the water part yet.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, I know. They told her never to go into the water after a heavy meal, because she'll never find it there.
Oh.
But go on, Christy. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, that's just about everything, Bob, except that I love to sing.
Well, honey, child, we'd love to hear you sing.
Okay, Bob. How about Embraceable You?
Well, you got yourself a good song, Christy, and I'll give you an introduction, so all you have to do, well, is start singing.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Why, just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty papa. Come to baby, do. My sweet embraceable you.
That was wonderful, Christy. And now, well, that calls for another song later on. But right now, say, I want you to meet a pal of mine who has been in over 100 pictures. He worked on some of the biggest network shows and radio. Well, he also appeared on Command Performance, Personal Album, and believe it or not, he's been on the Bob Carlton Show. And here he is back again, Jimmy Dodd.
I'm very glad to know you, Mr. Dodd.
Well, aren't you a pretty little young lady, the perfect picture of health. Say, what do you do to keep looking so healthy?
She swims, Jimmy.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a track star myself. Sell racing points. At a swell tip on the 4th tomorrow at Santa Anita.
Never mind, Jimmy. Christy isn't interested in horse racing.
Okay. I'll tell you all about my experience as a football player. It was way back in 1937. Oh, I was light and fast in those days. And during the first half, I was all over the place. It took the doctors that long to gather me up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sponsors of this program are not responsible for the old jokes that the guest stars bring in.
I did sort of dig for that one, didn't I?
You certainly did, Jimmy. And the only way to redeem yourself, well, is to offer something new.
Thanks, Bob. That's what I call a smooth way of paving the way for my new song that hasn't even been published yet.
Well, what's the name of it, Jimmy?
It's called A Pixie from Dixie, Bob. I wrote it with a boy named Bill Barr. Bob, will you handle the piano chores?
Why, sure, and here we go, and I'll give you that southern atmosphere with a little swan.
Well, that's fine. Shut my mouth. Down among the Georgia peach and the white magnolia trees, folks are flocking in by train and car. Soon they'll hear a body preach about the birds and the bees, and why old Dixie isn't up to par. All because one little girlie started in one morning early and carried southern hospitality too far. She's a pixie from Dixie. She's a belle who's on the ball. She's a pixie from Dixie with a sweetheart of a draw. But she took a trip on an ocean ship where she found her love and joy. She's a little Dixie pixie, and she fell for the Yankee boy. She's a pixie from Dixie. She's a rebel rousing dish. She's a pixie from Dixie, and she's every fella's wish. But the turnip greens and the butter beans are a-turning into soy, 'cause the little Dixie pixie fell in love with the Yankee boy. Oh, cotton belt has never felt so fightin' mad, you see, since the blue and gray got in that fray and Grant took Mr. Lee. She's a pixie from Dixie. She's a luscious 17. She's a pixie from Dixie and the Mason-Dixon queen. But the solid South is down in the mouth since they lost their favorite toy, 'cause the little Dixie pixie married up with the Yankee boy. Though she's a pixie, she's from Dixie, dish of candied yams. She's a pixie from Dixie with a gorgeous pair of gams. But old Uncle Tom and his gray-haired mom are leaving the employ of the little Dixie pixie who's in love with the Yankee boy. She's a pixie from Dixie. She's a blue-eyed honey child. She's a pixie from Dixie, and she's cooking southern style. But the pone and grits are a-having fits. The ham hocks know no joy since the little Dixie pixie went and fell for the Yankee boy. Oh, the Blue Ridge Hills are taking pills. They haven't slept a wink. And the cotton gin is getting thin. They say it took to drink. Pixie from Dixie, she's a southern comfort kid. She's a pixie from Dixie, even Claghorn blows his lid. But the deep south paws are passing new laws from the Gulf to Illinois to keep future Dixie pixies from the arms of those lanky Yankee boys.
Jimmy, I think you have a hit there.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob. And you know, I think your song, Jada, will be a hit someday, too.
Wait a minute. After that crack, you may go over to the blackboard and write, I will be a good boy 100 times. And while I listen to another song from Kiss Christy Harris. And what's it to be, Christy?
How about Somebody Loves Me?
Well, I don't doubt it, honey child. Now let's hear you sing it, huh?
All right. Somebody loves me, I wonder who, I wonder who it can be. Somebody loves me,
can be worries me. To every boy who passes by, I shout, say, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
On the ball. And now, before our program time runs out, I've got to answer a request for Sergeant George Donald. And he wants to hear my piano version of Ethelbert Nevin's Immortal Rosary. So, George, I hope you've stood by all this time, because here I come at you with your favorite number. That's it, George, because this is Father Carlton saying this program is just about over.
This is Christy Harris saying, so long, gang. It's been lots of fun.
This is Jimmy Dodd saying good luck to each and every one of you always.
Well, so long, and this is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Now here I go, singing my way out. Ready.
Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. That's fun, a little bit of melody. Why, it's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada, 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 jing, jing, jing.